Senator Bernie Sanders is scheduled to formally kick off his presidential campaign this afternoon in Burlington. But as VPR's Taylor Dobbs reports, Sanders has been forming a team and setting the groundwork for a campaign for the better part of a month now, and the process of separating campaign work from his Senate office isn't simple.
Hi, Bernie 2016. How can I help you?
By last Friday, Sanders 2016 had established a national headquarters in a large third-floor office suite on Church Street in Burlington. Volunteers made phone calls from the side offices they shared with the discarded cardboard boxes that brought T-shirts and office furniture. It was the very picture of a campaign office. But last month, when Sanders declared his intent to run for president, the campaign was little more than the 73-year-old senator. Many of Sanders' Senate staffers have worked with him for years, coordinating public appearances, sending press releases, and keeping track of Sanders' legislative work. So in many ways, it was natural for them to be part of his latest endeavor. But they have to be careful not to use taxpayer resources to further a political campaign.
It's a very common occurrence, and that's why having clear rules and kind of clear education of staff is a need.
That's Meredith McGehee, the policy director at the Campaign Legal Center, a Washington group that keeps tabs on the nuances of campaign law and ethics. She says there are very clear rules put forth by the Senate Select Committee on Ethics that say what Senate staff can and can't do on the job.
They can engage in the campaign activity, either as volunteers or for pay, but they have to do it on their own time. They can't do it in their Senate workspace, and they can't use Senate resources like a computer or telephone.
Sanders said he would announce whether he would run for president by the end of April. So when he called a news conference on April 30th in Washington, the general understanding was that Sanders would be talking presidential politics. At the event, he plugged his campaign website as a fundraising platform and talked about his wish not to run a negative campaign. The event was put on by his D.C. Senate staff and streamed online using his official Senate Twitter account, not his separate campaign account. And his staff said it wasn't a campaign event. That same day, campaign spokesman Nick Carter referred questions about filings with the Federal Election Commission to Sanders' Senate spokesman. It wasn't clear what was campaign activity versus official Senate work, but there also wasn't any clear wrongdoing. McGehee says it's hard to tell if rules are being broken.
No one knows when you're doing it, so it can be very hard for anyone to catch you in the act unless you've kind of just been stupid about it.
Complicating matters even more is the fact that the rules recognize that the line between political grandstanding and governing can be very blurry.
So there's a gray area.
That's political strategist Joe Trippi. Vermonters may remember him as former Governor Howard Dean's campaign manager when he ran for president in 2004. That wasn't Trippi's first campaign, though. He's worked on plenty of campaigns, including then-Senator Ted Kennedy's presidential run.
You know, is the press secretary promoting a bill not at the same time promoting a candidacy for president?
Like last week, when Sanders spokesman Michael Briggs sent out a press release about Sanders' bill to make public universities tuition-free. Briggs did that from his Senate email address, though he splits his time half and half and has a campaign email account as well. Briggs declined to comment for this story. Jeff Weaver is Sanders' campaign manager and former chief of staff, and he says he's confident the campaign is following all the rules. They've even checked in with that Senate Ethics Committee to make sure.
You know, we take that very seriously. You know, people have separate electronic devices and people keep track of their time. And, you know, we've run all the traps with ethics, so we're making sure we're doing everything properly.
With a growing campaign staff and campaign managers in place, Sanders' Senate staff can now focus on the difficult task of running a Senate office with their boss on the campaign trail. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.